It's late afternoon, the day following the close of our last episode, when Gordon Weber made a shocking and critical discovery. Gordy learned the secret key to J.T. Dougherty's personal safety. And in just a few minutes, we'll hear a direct result of what he learned. First, for another important development.
Yes, Gertie? Oh, Suzanne Barclay's uncle is here, Chief.
Oh, send him in, though.
All right, Gertie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mason, Miss Street.
Hello, Mr. Wallace.
Sit down, Wallace.
Mr. Mason, I owe you many thanks. I'll never forget you restored Suzanne to her mother and me.
Has she been taken to the sanatorium?
This morning. I followed your suggestion and retained the Drake Detective Agency to protect Suzanne. But we've something else to discuss now. I sent you a letter. It came.
Would you get Mr. Wallace's letter, Tom?
Mr. Mason, I knew I'd made a mistake as soon as I mailed that letter. You have the right to hear the facts and the figures from me.
Give it to Mr. Wallace.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, you didn't open it.
Well, you sent word asking me not to.
Oh, yes, yes. Here, open it now, Mr. Mason.
All right. Two certified checks.
One check in the amount agreed upon when you undertook to investigate the auto theft syndicate. The second check in an equal amount is for your achievement in locating Suzanne. There is also a message to you. I can quote it word for word. Dear Mr. Mason, enclosed please find a certified check in the amount agreed upon when you began certain investigations for the insurance companies I represent. As of the date of this letter, you will consider your activities on our behalf at the end. With fondest expressions of my own personal regards and gratitude, I am very truly yours, Donald Wallace, Chairman of the Board, National Indemnity Company. That seems to cover it.
It doesn't begin to.
I think it does. I do have some recent figures.
Figures showing the drop in auto thefts during the past week?
Yes.
I've seen.
Oh, then you know what they mean. The syndicate is out of business.
For a few days.
I find it highly significant, Mason. They quit operating almost as soon as my niece came out of hiding.
Which means they're worried.
Of course. We did what we started out to do.
What?
We got what we want. Reduced the number of auto thefts by a staggering percentage.
We've done only half the job. Do I understand you want to call off the investigation?
What?
We haven't nailed one, not one, of the key syndicate members. Now, maybe we have them on the run. But if we have, this is no time to quit fighting.
My primary concern is not the punishment of criminals, Mr. Mason. My problem is solved. Largely through your efforts, I'm certain.
Just a minute.
Yes?
You aren't being fair to her.
Are you referring to my niece?
You know that I am. This won't make her safe.
Yep. What do you mean?
Suzanne could identify a key member of the syndicate. You feel she won't have to identify him if you call off the investigation. But it won't guarantee her safety.
I think it will. I feel I'm absolutely justified. We've no reason for continuing the investigation.
Mr. Wallace.
You can't change my mind, Mr. Mason. I have called it off, and that's final. My niece will remain in the sanitarium until such time as she's regained her mental and her physical health. Meanwhile, the man whom she might possibly identify will see she has no intention of identifying him. He will realize Suzanne is not a threat to him. And in time, he'll understand he has no reason for trying to silence her. It'd be foolish to risk it.
Wallace, you are an insurance man. You're familiar with fine print.
Eh?
You're skipping some very important fine print. We haven't stopped the syndicate.
The figures prove we have.
They have quit stealing cars for a while. But they made the decision. Don't kid yourself that we stopped them. The only way to stop them is to root them out.
Mr. Mason, I've made up my mind and you've no choice. The investigation's called off. I'm sorry, really sorry, we had to disagree. But my being sorry doesn't change it.
We still disagree, if that's what you mean.
I do wish you'd try to understand, Mason.
I do understand. You'll do anything to protect
Suzanne.
I can't change your mind, Wallace. But take a word of advice for Suzanne's own good. Take Paul Drake into your confidence. Tell him that you have stopped the investigation in an effort to ensure Suzanne's safety.
Why?
because Drake will agree with me that it's wrong to take the pressure off Gus and the rest of them. Mr. Drake will see that you are giving them extra time. He will put extra men on duty guarding Suzanne.
Thanks for your advice, Mason, and thanks again for all you've done.
Don't bother showing me out.
Well,
how about a steak at Blake's this evening, Della?
What? Did you say steak?
Mm-hmm. You want one?
Oh, always. What about Mr. Wallace and the investigation?
What about?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Ha ha. Shall I deposit Mr. Wallace's checks?
Well, no, not until I've earned them.
He thinks you have.
Well, Suzanne is out of hiding, but she is not restored to safety. And the syndicate is lying low. But we haven't stopped them for good and all, so...
I know you, Perry Mason. You want to finish a fight once you start it. I knew you wouldn't quit.
Well, unknown to Perry Mason, a storm of violence is building up inside the syndicate. J.T. Doherty, boss of the syndicate, has elaborate secret plans for preserving his own safety. But as you know, Gordy Webber discovered J.T.'s jealously guarded secret. So now Gordy, who felt defeated, can barely hide his sense of hidden power. Now the old bounce is in Gordy's step, the old glitter in his eye, as in the nightclub headquarters of the syndicate.
Kate! Hey, Kate Beekman, wait a minute.
Oh, Mr. Webber.
How you doing, Katie?
I want to see you, Mr. Webber.
Well, what do you know? I want to see you, too. We're going to my office.
No, this is all right.
Nah, we're going to my office where nobody will interrupt us. Well, how's the great Mr. Jansen?
What?
Oh, now, Katie, you know who I mean by the great Mr. Jansen.
I don't want to talk to you about Mr. Jansen.
Oh, you don't say. Well, you come right in my office and tell me what it is, huh? Have a seat. Can I fix you something?
No, thank you.
Now, let's see. You don't want to talk about Mr. Jansen. Any special reason?
I don't mind talking about Gus. He's been very nice to me, but I want to see you on business, Mr. Webber.
Well, Katie, what do you want, a raise? How much do you want? All you have to do is tell me.
I'm giving notice, Mr. Webber.
Huh?
I'm giving you a week's notice.
You're going to quit?
Yes. You can easily find another assistant for Mr.
Now, wait a minute. How come you want to quit?
Well, I really don't see what difference it makes.
I ask you, now tell me.
All right, Mr. Webber. My mother and father have never liked me working here. Now my father has a promotion, and I think we're going to move to the suburbs.
Just tell me one thing. You ever tell Pop I manage this joint?
No. It would hurt him if he learned.
You didn't tell him?
No.
Well, you kept it a secret, huh? You keep working, too.
What?
You keep working, or I'll tell Pop the secret.
You wouldn't.
Yeah?
Yes, you would. You're mean and little enough to do it.
Those names don't hurt me, kid. But it'll hurt your old man if he finds out you've been working for me, his old cellmate. You don't quit, I won't tell him. I don't tell him, he don't get hurt, and we keep the secret. That's the great thing about secrets, kid. People do what you say when you got secrets, and I'm a guy with lots of secrets. I know secrets about the big guy.
Gus Jansen?
Yeah. I know I got plenty on him. I could tell you secrets on him that'll make your hair stand up. But I know a secret about somebody bigger than him, baby.
Who?
The biggest guy of all. The guy who... Never mind that. I know what I know, and that's my business. Forget what I said, and forget about quitting your job. I like having you work here. And Katie, from here on out, I'm going to get what I want. Because I'm the guy with the secrets.
As you know, secrets can be powerful weapons. But secrets are dangerous, too. Gordy's secret means danger to Kate Beekman, to Suzanne Barclay, eventually to Perry Mason. Gordy's secret means immediately violent explosion. By all means, hear tomorrow's important development.